Everybody, and welcome to Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. My name is Jay.
My name is Colleen.
And I'm Wardog's letter to himself. Would you like to hear what Wardog said to himself?
I would love to.
Sure.
Wardog, you are amazing. You are a challenge beast. 11 straight challenges you've won. You are now the greatest Survivor player of all time.
Is that true? Did you like freeze it?
No.
So that's all he wrote.
We should know Jack by now.
It doesn't sound out of the question.
Oh, man.
That was the first thing that struck me, that he probably write something to himself like that. But
well, Devin's.
Oh, JP's in the chat.
Oh, JP, hello. Hey,
didn't we see enough of JP this weekend?
Well, for those that are listening, they're like, what's going on? This is our special live show for our patrons that give $15 or more a month for all of our shows about once a month.
It only took us 3 months to do it.
We're going to do a live show, so you get to actually kind of see behind the scenes how these shows get recorded. And so it's also an ad for being a patron, because our patrons make these shows possible. So thank you to our patrons, especially Tack from Tokyo, Eckhart Richter, Maggie the Magnificent, Drake the Destroyer.
No, it's Drake the Distributor.
That's your call for him. I think Jack is going with Drake the Destroyer, right?
I like Destroyer. I like that.
And then let's see what else. I'm missing
Joanne with the plan.
Joanne with the plan, and Ed the Creepy Mailman.
JP says, I haven't watched Survivor yet. No spoilers.
Well, someone got an idol thrown at him or something like that. It was just handed to him.
Twitter was just as excited as they were when Ben got all those idols.
Well, they gotta stop it. I mean,
it's
not gonna stop me from watching the show, but it just irritates me.
Okay,
it was very irritating.
With Ben, it was obvious. Are we saying this is a
similar
situation?
Dude, it was in the freaking log. It wasn't even like hard to find. It was like, la la la, what's this giant red thing that I...
But I feel like that's...
If it was a geocache, it would be the easiest geocache on Survivor.
Like I said last week, you know, when you're hiding Easter eggs, at the end you just kind of go, I don't care. That's what they're doing. It's the 37th day. Well, they've probably been there a couple months before that. Like, oh, screw it. He's the only one looking for it. Just give it to him.
Well, and that's my question. Is, you know, the difference, or it seemed with Ben that it was like really obvious, but if he's looking everywhere and he finds it in like a log, like stuck in there, well, is it as bad as with Ben?
Look,
again, I think they should cut off hiding idols after a certain time, and then contestants know that, and it makes more, you know, you can't just play your idol and go, okay, I'll go find another one. There's more strategy involved.
But he's like going out of his way to try to find one.
Everyone.
Yeah, I know. But I'm not ready yet to say this is a Ben scenario. And it's not because that I love Devin's and I think, you know, I'm trying to like, you know, ship him to win or something. I just feel like it's still early. It's not as obvious as it being like underneath their bed and not showing.
No. It was not as obvious as being underneath the bed. It was only as obvious as being literally above the bed.
Yeah.
It was in the tree. It was in the tree last week.
Oh, yeah.
Next week it'll be in his pants.
Hey, Devin, somebody sent you a surprise from Edge of Extinction in your pants.
Oh, God.
Ooh, was it David?
It was Wardog.
But I will say, at least Devin's is putting them to good use, because he pulled the old, he didn't have to use it, and he was able to kind of shift the game in his favor. And he's not even my winner's pick. I have Aubrey to win the whole thing, which is, looking back on it, was a horrible choice. As my second pick.
We tried to warn you.
I know. I was feeling it, but obviously my picks this season have been awful.
Okay.
Right when he found the idol, I kind of went, eh, for the rest of the episode.
Did Twitter.
But is there, what's the line to be like, they're really good at finding idols versus they're he's being given idols?
This was he was being given idols. When you find it,
I don't think it was as obvious.
When you find it 12 hours after you played it,
but
you're being given it.
Okay, but is that
put it in a buoy about 5 miles offshore and let him swim for it? or something like that, or put it on the other side of the island. It's just like, and you could tell that there was a, it looked like there was a drag mark. Like there was like, I don't know, like a can't, if you look at the dirt, there was like something had been dragged. And then he found the idol. Like there was something in the dirt. It's like, if you watch old Westerns and you see tire marks from the, in front of the, where the horse is running, but you see tire marks behind him because the cameras are on a, you know, a car or truck or something like that.
Yeah.
Because they don't realize, oh, someone might stare at the dirt and see that there's tire tracks there. Mm-hmm. There was something on the, that was dragged on the ground.
Yeah, but it also could have just been the camera crew setting up from different angles too.
Yeah, different angles, because that's where the idol is.
Yeah. We have no idea what tipped him off to that very location, but.
Again, I won't stop watching the show. I like this show. I like podcasting about the show. I have fun with it. But to me, I'd like to see the idols once they're played after like the eighth player. They're not coming back.
Honestly, I think that the producers are tickled at the fact that somebody who went to Edge of Extinction came back in, could potentially win the game, and they kind of got like their little boners for that. And that is why Devins is being helped out, because there's no reason why they can't let somebody like Aurora or Victoria, my winner's pick.
So JP's hearing right now Colleen's fluctuations in volume, where she's like super loud and then she gets super quiet like she just did.
Again, and if you haven't seen the
Everybody
preview,
hears it because you never levelate the show.
Yeah, I know. You could just talk in a normal, consistent voice.
I am talking in a normal, consistent voice.
I do the same thing with Cindy all the time.
Aurora, she could have gotten it.
But again, if you have seen the previews for next week, I don't want to spoil anyone, but I already complained about that. What's going to happen then? Nah, already. I've complained about it weeks ago. But.
Well, yes, I know you've been saying from the beginning that you didn't want them to come in too late when they're coming in the season finale, Jack. So you're just going to have to deal with it, I guess.
Yeah.
All right, it's time to vote. Oh, wait! Let's get this guy from Extinction over here. Okay.
All right, do we want to talk? You want to do the recap, or do we want to just
jump into the recap?
All right. Survivor, episode 12, Idol or Bust.
Idol or Bust.
So we go back after Tribal. Gavin's like patting himself on the back for blindsiding Rick. Rick tells
I feel like he was overselling it a little bit, Gavin.
I
I'm just like, oh, that's cute, Gavin. You haven't been in control.
It was better than my honeymoon. Which is probably not a lie.
Yeah, so he's happy, blessed. Ron, Rick, or Dadbot tells everyone that someone from Edge of Extinction sent him the idol,
which I thought was smart.
See, you thought that was smart. I thought that was risky, because if you think about it, he's essentially telling them all like, I've got like somebody there likes me. They like me, not you. So,
well, they're going to vote.
Well,
they already want to vote him out. Plus, if it does, people think, oh, there's no more idols. But Lauren was too smart and said, no, you found the idol, Rick.
Yeah. Yeah. And,
but I thought it was a good strategy on Rick's part.
See, I don't know. I mean, yes, he would have been voted out anyway, but now it just puts a bigger target on him where, before he could have created some drama and caused a distraction in a way that he didn't do tonight, which just kept it all on himself. But I don't know.
Well, they're gunning for him anyway, and I think he had a good point in that he's trying to, and Lauren didn't fall for it, but at least keep them off him so he could search for
idols by
himself.
But it makes it less likely for people to flip to play with him, because why should he, how can he make a case that somebody else is a bigger threat if he's like, they like me so much they sent me an immunity idol,
but he wants to be able to find the other idol. He could have said Gavin gave it to me.
Yeah.
Gavin gave it to me.
But I mean, I think,
hey, remember that time Rick tried to play an idol that Ron gave him that was expired, and it was like last week.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Well, I mean, again, he was in a position to be like, he had the real one, so he just gave the real one. So he was in a win-win-win in that situation. And, I think it's obvious that Colleen has turned against Dadbod this week.
I haven't
Twitter's
turned
mad
against
at him.
Dadbod. I'm just saying, like,
Colleen's very easily influenced by the Twitter.
He had nothing to lose for that.
Oh, my God.
He had to throw the rest of the pack off the scent.
Yeah.
You know, if they don't think
right. Yeah, I know.
If it was Victoria saying it, that would be dumb. because she's not a target, and why put a target on your
exactly.
back?
Exactly. He's already a target, so there's no more a target he can be.
All right, we've firmly established it's two against one in this position. That was the second line of my recap. I'm going to continue.
I'm just saying. Nobody's going to work with her anyway.
Like she's finally in a group of people that she can work with.
What does JP think?
He just said little boners was pretty loud, Colleen.
She finally has a group she can work with. Devin's dad bod wakes up in the middle of the night or early morning on day 32 to work to get to the final three to look for an idol. Division One is convinced that Rick is lying and confronts him, saying that she knows for a fact that he found it here. And she had an epic eye roll. Did anybody catch it?
Oh, yeah, it was great.
It was pretty great. And then he tells her
JP's seeing a few tonight as well.
Eye rolls? Yes. Yes, I have done a couple of eye rolls, actually. he just tells her, you know, you guys, I was the vote. I don't trust anyone right now. And then, you know, she walks away rolling her eyes. And, of course, he just finds the one sitting there, as we've already talked about. We go over to the reward challenge, which I thought was super fun. I kind of wanted to play it. Julie and Lauren were struggling a little bit. And by a little bit, I mean a lot bit. But it ends up being Gavin, Aurora, and Victoria. And Gavin just beats out the two women.
I thought
women.
Victoria had it, but Gavin had winning music.
Yes. Well, once we had Jeff go, Gavin with the winning for the winning shot, I was like, oh, he's going to make this one. But I think that that is probably why Victoria made the comment in the next challenge, which we'll get to, because the next challenge was also really fun because everybody was just shouting things at Jeff.
I'm playing too, Jeff.
Yeah, I'm playing too, Jeff.
That was funny. Thank you, Victoria. We forgot you were even on the show.
She's been a part of it each week.
She has, but it hasn't been... I mean, she could have won the game. She had a winner's edit there for a little while, and then she has disappeared, I think, for the most part.
Well, that's because Devin's is probably going to win, let's be honest, at this point. He's the only one that we're seeing, like, huge. And everybody else is like...
So is Devin's going to be your Michelle?
No.
No, he earned it.
Did he earn it, though? When they're handing you idols, are you really earning it?
He's winning challenges.
Because you're the funniest person. You give the wittiest confessionals. Do you really earn it?
He's winning more challenges.
Than Michelle. He won the challenge.
He has been winning the challenges.
And I don't think it's as bad as Ben. They haven't created a new thing for the final three to make sure he's still
good. That's a good point. Yes, they do. They're bringing Edge of Extinction back. They'll probably tip it in favor of David
Wright.
Well,
if he didn't have the idol, they'd come up with something in the fifth one.
Exactly.
Like, if it came something at the fifth to protect him, but he already has it because he has an idol. Oh, wait, no, somebody's coming back in, so it's going to be final six, then final five.
All right. JP said, oh, I thought this was the show with that Bun Petty Bun kid.
That's later. Sorry, JP.
Yeah. Okay, so Aurora is visibly disappointed, and everybody points it out, and she's like, has tears in her eyes and reassures him that she's just hungry. Which I kind of did feel for her because she hasn't really gone on a whole lot.
It was a smart move, though.
She's
a challenge beast, and the less food she has, the weaker she is.
Yeah. Right.
But did they need to fly the helicopter over her?
Yeah. Neener.
I know that's probably just their charted course or whatever, and she just happened to be on the beach, but I thought that was kind of funny.
Yeah. But yeah, she's upset. She feels like she's not good enough. She's unwanted. But, you know, power to her for not going off on anyone. Because she's the one, remember, before the season, was like, I love confrontation.
Yeah, we thought she was going to be the loose cannon. She really hasn't been, save for that one challenge where she kind of, but even then.
Yeah, she's kept it in control.
Yeah.
That we've seen. But I think if she had gone off on somebody, they would have shown it.
Exactly. Absolutely. I think so, too.
I wouldn't mind seeing her back again.
I like her. I hope we see her back.
I think she just needs to refine her game a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she could come back. You know, I think she is good at challenges.
Oh, she could win. She could easily win. Yeah.
Yeah. We go over to the actual reward. Gavin says he feels bad for not taking Aurora, but he hopes hopes that she knows to be smart enough to stick with them. Because that is her.
That paid off for her.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? They talk about getting Dad Bod out first and then the Central Park Pier, but Division One doesn't want to take Julie the Central Park Pier out because they've been friends for like 6 whole days. Back at camp.
Really bonded at the last challenge two and a half days ago.
She wants to take her to the finals with her. That's what it is.
She does.
Yeah, absolutely.
Back at camp, Victoria does some damage control with she has some doubts, but she knows it's the most logical choice to stay in the Alliance because she also wants to get Dad Bod and the Central Park Pier out. We see Edge of Extinction for the first time. It's day 32.
I thought maybe, they're going to come back in. Finally, they're coming back in. No.
I thought that too. But you know what? This was a nice little sequence. I did enjoy it. They had the special delivery, and it's a letter that they wrote to themselves before the game started. Everybody goes off to read them individually.
Make sure your hair stays clean.
Yeah. Yeah, Joe's was like, you be the survivor all-star that you are.
Womp, womp.
Yeah, I could have done without this.
Yeah, I mean, to me, it's kind of lame.
Why was it lame? These people have been struggling. Like, they come in, they go to worse conditions than it is on the actual beach instead of going to Ponderosa.
I still want to see a letter for myself. I'm not, you're the type of person that writes down things and wants to reflect on them later. Me, like if I feel like this is homework and I don't want to do this.
But think of it in the overall story of the season, okay? Before you go hating on it. Like, it's about pushing yourself to your limits. And this was part of telling that story of that journey of all these people that were here.
If I would have read my letter, would have said, if you're reading this, you screwed up bad.
and that's why, that's why you're such a positive person, Jack.
You finally got on the show and you screwed up.
You know, him and Jack and Reem are made for each other, I feel.
Well, seriously, the only reason you're getting the letters is because you lost, right?
That's not necessarily. No,
they
wrote the letters without not knowing what they were for. Yeah. So, producers probably would have used them for anything if it was, you know.
Jay's letter would have said, make sure you have plenty of sunscreen.
Yeah, I liked this sequence. I like Aubrey was like, you're a unique weirdo. Do not be afraid to show it. And, Julia talks about her purpose, and Chris read his on a rock in the middle of the ocean, and we had Queen Reem realizing
she is a
survivor.
I'm just
going to
guess it wasn't a ratings bonanza, this part.
Really? So you guys are so negative.
It's not negative.
It wasn't that entertaining.
So you guys also, like, I don't know. I thought that this was a nice moment. Like, these people have been struggling.
Did Twitter say it was a nice moment?
I don't know. These people have been struggling, and it was nice to see them get some sort of reward for it.
Yeah, but a hamburger. No, I got a letter from myself. I already know what it says. How about a cheeseburger? Some bacon on it.
It'd be cool if it was, like, a letter from, like, a family member or something. Yeah, that would have been cooler.
That would be better. I mean...
But
the point of Edge of Extinction is seeing how far you can push yourself. They all stayed there. They didn't go home. Don't yes me.
I just did.
You guys are making me angry right now.
Angry? I'm just stating a fact.
Just because you don't agree with us doesn't mean to be angry at us, Zachary Sr.
I'm not. It's not a fact, first of all. In your opinion, you thought it was boring. I thought it was lovely.
Exactly. You don't have to get mad at me for an opinion.
But you just said, oh, it's a fact.
My theory is, though, that people hated it.
You just said that don't get mad at us for stating a fact.
I don't think I said that. JP, what did I say? Check the tape.
You literally said it's a fact. Don't get mad at us for stating a fact.
Okay, I didn't say that, but it is
I don't remember saying that, but it wasn't the intent.
Whatever. So Dad Bod goes off to look for the idol again so he can throw them off the scent. And he's having fun making them paranoid and being mentally and emotionally exhausted. He's running around like a freaking crazy person losing his mind.
When did he become so athletic?
I don't know. But he's running around like the chickens that What's-Her-Face wanted to free. Wendy freed.
Well, they are free.
That was fun.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, he's running around like the chickens that Wendy freed.
I mean, I know Twitter told you to not like Devins anymore, but
oh, for the love of God, Jay! So they think that he's losing his.
So you'll
mind.
Listen to Twitter on that, but you won't listen to Twitter when we talk about the letters.
I didn't go on Twitter for the letters. I don't know what Twitter thought about the letters. Would you like me to go look it up?
No, that's fine.
Fine, I'm gonna go look up what Twitter said. Search the hashtag Survivor.
JP's getting a show tonight.
Oh my god, that was funny.
Colleen's like, I put my contacts on for this.
I did put my contacts in, and I knew that I shouldn't. I also, after having a clean face, I put mascara on as well. And now I regret that.
Mascara was a bad choice.
Mascara was a bad choice.
Anyway.
Oh my gosh.
Moving on.
Oh, I fully, Gordon Holmes said, I fully expected Reed to yell at her letter.
You effing suck!
Yeah, okay. It's genuinely, it's all about.
And just like the scene in the actual show, our segment talking about on the recap has gone on way too long. Do you want to move on to the next section?
No, we're almost done. So we go to the immunity challenge. They have to spell out not living on the edge tonight. We have everybody's,
you
like
know,
yelling.
My favorite song and yours. Not living on the edge tonight.
Jeff and everybody were pretty saucy, though. Gavin, once again, staying small and conservative.
Well, he had like two things a time.
That was really funny. And then at the end, he had to run back with like one.
Yeah. I need one more, Jeff. I got a couple to go.
I like it, but Aurora, she said, oh, I suck at these challenges.
Yeah, I know. And then he goes, and here comes Aurora. She hates anything to do with words. And she's like, except speaking, I like to talk.
Yeah, Gavin cracked me up. I didn't get that strategy.
Nothing against Gavin, but he is vanilla, milk, toast, boring. Like, he's the most boring player.
I think that he's actually showing some pretty good playing skills in terms of the strategy right now.
He's the letters of the case.
Okay. Okay, so you guys you like flashy, shiny things Rick and the idols and the big tribal council performances.
We'll keep that segment and they'll just say, Gavin to yourself is what we're calling it. Gavin to
yourself. Really? To me, Gavin's been like one of those boring players.
Except for the fact that Gavin is kind of controlling the game right now.
Is he? Like, he made a decision last week, and that's, so you're telling me, like,
we have seen,
only went his way.
Since Victoria joined forces with Gavin, we have seen him being pretty into, like, a driving part of what happens.
Well, at this point, he has to get Devin's out of the game. Aurora was the next best choice.
Yes, of course, but okay, that's not, I'm just saying that I don't think that Gavin is being taken along as a goat.
No,
anything.
He's not. I'm not saying he's being taken along.
I think he's doing a decent job playing.
I don't think he can win.
I think he's playing the hand he's been given, but I don't think he's really driving anything, to be honest. Like, he wasn't driving tonight, and he could have easily been voted out.
Who was driving tonight? The idol?
Devins.
So the idol and the tribal performance.
No, because he could have played the idol wrong. And you were even saying, like, there's the theory around, do you say who you're voting for, or do you not say who you're voting?
We'll get to that when we get
to
the tribal.
So he was not in the driver's seat today. Not at all. Mm-hmm. He got duped.
He didn't get duped.
And the only thing they did last week was get out somebody that he knew he had to get out that wasn't Devin's.
Because they wanted to get Julie off. At the end, when Devin's played that
Lauren wanted to get Julie off. Gavin was always Gavin.
No, Lauren wanted to keep Julie.
Yeah, Lauren wanted to keep Julie.
Gavin and
Victoria were all on, like, let's get rid of Aurora.
No, get rid of Julie.
Get rid of Julie.
Julie.
No, sorry.
Yeah, and so who went home?
I mean, frankly, out of that triumvirate, I think Lauren is probably the most wily player that I think could win out of that final three. Because I think Lauren could flip on that Gavin-Victoria duo just because I don't think they're that in tune with the game, personally. But I could be wrong.
And she still has an idol.
Because I could see Lauren pairing up with Julie, maybe whoever comes back in, and Gavin and Victoria are on the outs, really.
They could pair whoever comes back in and get Devin's out once he has no protection.
Yep. I mean, Devin's would have to win out, which he could. I mean, he has won, what, three individual immunities or two?
Well, how good is he at starting fire? Because that's one of the things they've...
Oh, I'm sure they'll give him a magic flint. They'll give him a magic flint that will help him.
An advantage, an extra flint, yeah. Double flint.
All the little twigs will have gasoline on it.
Yeah. So... anyway, so we go back. He's got the idol. He wants to keep Julie in the game. They want to get Aurora out. Lauren, you know, is like, cool. I have a better chance of beating the Central Park Pier than I do Aurora. She wants to convince Gavin. She's like, she's a big threat. And Victoria's like, not cool with this. And she kind of sees through what Lauren's trying to do. But Dad Bod, you know, pretty much is like, I'm going to play my idol for Julie, maybe, or I'm going to show it at Tribal Council. He's like, I'm going to do something crazy. And we're like, you are in television and you know exactly what is going to get you the most screen time, good sir. So tip of the hat to you.
He's got plenty of screen time lately.
Yes, mm-hmm. He has. So anyway, the whole focus of the tribal was him needing to go home. Aurora was right when she was like, you know, he's the one, you're the one that we should be getting out here.
She did give him a compliment, though, in front of the jury. You're playing the best game.
Mm-hmm. She did. She said, I respect what you're doing. You know, that's why I think you need to get out. Okay, so he ends up, he's like, I've got this idol. I'm going to play it for Julie. And Julie and I are going to vote for one of the four of you. And
now, you think he talked to Julie ahead of time saying, okay, I'm just going to say this. I'm not going to, I'm bluffing.
I don't know. Maybe because she didn't look too whatever.
Shocked. She didn't look too shocked when he didn't play it
for
her.
Yeah. So maybe, so he does the thing where, one of the most famous iterations of it, or one of the more, I guess, popular one, is that whole sequence in which Malcolm, is this the Hold Up Bro moment? Or
no, that
was
a
different
week one.
After Hold Up. This was the week before Hold Up Bro.
Exactly. Hold Up Bro, I think, was the next
Yeah,
week.
Because that's right. He was like, Hold Up Bro, play it for me.
Yeah.
Where he has the two idols, and then Eddie has the necklace or whatever it is, or Reynolds has the necklace, one of them, and
they basically call their shot.
We're going to vote for Phil, for Philip, and what was Philip's nickname that he called himself?
The interrogator,
not the interrogator, something.
Intelligent?
Philip Shepard.
Yeah, secret intelligence agent or something.
Yeah.
Secret agent.
It was something about like secret agent, but that's not what it was.
Okay, because I remember that was like his whole big thing. So he's like, we're going to play for you guys, for him, and you guys can decide whether you're going to, you guys are going to turn on him or, you know, you can take your chances and still vote for one of us. And, you know, they end up, everybody argues back and forth and there's chaos, and he's just like, stick to the plan, you know, do what you got
to
do. And it ends up, he ends up going home. The one that, and there's always been this debate of whether or not when you have something like that, do you say this is who we're putting our votes for, and then force them to like sacrifice somebody else to save the one that they're going after? Or
well, they must have had a backup plan because they didn't get huddled up and talk about anything. So
that
they
we saw,
said, if he plays an idol. Aurora is the second choice.
I kind of have a feeling too, but if they're saying that, then that means Devin's wasn't totally driving in control of it if they had the second plan.
If they had the second plan.
Whose second plan?
We don't know.
But okay, so and then it's do you do this, which is what Devin does, is say, we're going to put the votes on somebody tonight. You guys turn on yourselves and guess who you're willing to sacrifice.
Mm-hmm. I think I like that better because if I'm wait, that could be me. I don't want to go home tonight to save Aurora.
I think that allows the bluff to work because you're not calling the shot then. Then they can't actually kind of work it around. They kind of have to then... And he knew. Devin's knew who out of those four was the one they would not lose their own game for. And so they went for it. So if all three of them...
The specialist,
that's what it was, yes.
Thanks to JP.
If they all turned on Aurora, they knew that no matter what Devin's pulled, Aurora would go out. And I think that's how his bluff worked. That's how he didn't have to use his idol. Because it basically, they made the move they would have made at Final Four anyway, just to save
themselves. Even though Aurora was saying, you knew he was going to bluff.
Yep.
Because it, to be honest with you, it'd been stupid to play his idol there.
But I think, you know, Gavin, the three of them, they made the best move, because why risk yourself getting voted out?
Yeah, exactly.
When she's their number four.
When she, yeah. So,
so
why,
you're saying that Gavin actually made a good move?
Well, they made the most the best move that they were given. But Devin set the table, and he didn't have to use his idol.
They could have easily said, no, we're going to stick with the plan and vote.
But how do you know that they weren't going to vote Aurora anyway? That. Julie's plan worked, because none of them looked particularly disappointed.
Because Aurora was somewhat loyal, like she still voted with them, so they lost.
But
the
none
loyal
of them
vote.
Looked super disappointed when he didn't play it for Julie.
They kind of had some reaction.
They didn't have any like man, we got played kind of reaction. Like they all seemed to be sort of like whatever.
Well, in a game of. In this game, you shouldn't show.
Yeah, you shouldn't.
Too much emotion.
You shouldn't. Except we had 1,500 confessionals about how so and so and so and so and so is an emotional player.
Listen, it's okay. We get it. You wanna campaign against Devins?
I'm not campaigning against Devins. I just don't think that he's like the most ultimate survivor player you guys are making him out to be.
I don't. I really think he's
the best of what's left.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think he's the best.
I think
player
he's
this
the most fun and entertaining of who's left.
Yeah,
for
absolutely.
Sure.
But to me. To say Gavin is some type of big,
I didn't say that he was. I didn't say that, but I didn't say that at all.
He said he's playing a good game.
Yes. Oh my God, playing a good game does not make you Machiavelli.
Okay, it's gonna be okay, Colleen. You can go to Twitter after this. They'll tell you what to think and be okay.
Oh my God.
Is there a special thread just for Colleen?
No, and I will have you know.
She has like an aggregator that kind of pulls it all together.
No, I will have you know that the only reason I know this is because I made a tweet about the Ben dad bod thing. And then I looked at my feed after I made my tweet. So I had the opinion out there, and then I glanced at how everybody else had the same thing as me.
Listen, Colleen, you're taking the same approach as Jack. You see a couple of people say it on Twitter, and you're like, okay, this is Bible.
If it's on there twice, it's true. That's a Twitter rule. It has been tweeted twice. It is true.
Whatever.
Doesn't even have to be trending.
Whatever. I still think that they were going to vote for Aurora anyway.
Aurora.
In which case, whatever.
Be honest with you, that's who I would have personally voted off if that was my choice, because
I think Julie's an easier one to.
She's a beast in the challenge. Julie can't win.
We didn't see them really even confer, so clearly they were all like, whatevs, we'll do Aurora, like, whatever. Just saying. So, theatrics wonderful, A+ for performance.
Oh, man, all right.
Yeah, but then we end the episode.
JP's probably wondering, going, are you guys always this angry recording?
No, we always just try to find one way to
annoy somebody,
tick off somebody.
Yeah. Aurora, though, she didn't fall for it, and I think that's probably because she is a divorce attorney, so she is used to seeing everybody's BS.
She definitely knew he was bluffing. She's a good, she's a smart player. I just wish we would have saw more of her in the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think if cards could have fallen a different way, she could have been a contender.
Yeah. Yeah. And then we end the episode with Reem being like, you know, welcome. This has been a long 30-something effing days. The queen has spoken and the episode can end.
Queen of the last word. Queen Reem.
Queen Reem. Like, right. She's not the Sander queen, but yes.
No. All right. Well, that does it for our recap. Do we have any listener feedback, Colleen?
We do have listener
feedback. Well, before we get into that, let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
Listener feedback.
All right. It's listener feedback time. We've got some emails to get into, and Colleen's going to read them beautifully. Colleen, take it away.
I still don't have a voice from this past weekend, but this first one is from Mandy. It is titled, Who's Returning?
I heard
returning?
You karaoke too much.
I did karaoke. I had so much fun. I did a lot of the karaoke. But this is from Mandy, and she says, let's say that Aurora returns next week. If she and Dad Bod, I'm sorry, she and Rick are in the end together, who is the third final person that can beat her? How? Maybe Gavin for immunity wins. Wait, maybe Gavin for immunity wins. Maybe Victoria for her under the radar moves. Lauren or Julie for their dot, dot, dot. I'm at a loss for anything for them. Oh, I don't know, Mandy. These dudes up here think that Lauren's playing a best game.
She's got an inside track.
I never said that.
I think she does.
She's my final three pick, and I think she's done well to stay in the game. I don't think she can win it.
I think post Wentworth, she's in a position to make some moves.
If she goes against Victoria and Julie, she wins.
Yeah, I think so. Because she has Wentworth in the jury.
Because she has Wentworth, but then that would be somewhat like a Michelle win, as you say, because somebody like Victoria, who was pulling strings under the radar the whole time, like, why? Because you're not big and big and flashy and jazz hands.
In the Michelle win, there were
you don't get to win.
There was people there that were qualified to win.
Yeah, exactly. Versus Victoria, I think she's had some good weeks, but she's had some weeks where
for edit wise, we're still seeing her talk every week. We're still seeing her contribute.
Yeah, Michelle,
something.
You didn't see talk at all. I'm seeing Lauren talk too.
Yes, because Lauren was by Wentworth was a big story, and Lauren was a part of it.
I think Lauren still talks more to Victoria right now.
I don't know.
I would think so.
With Gavin.
Well, Mandy, I think, agrees with me that Victoria is making more moves than Lauren.
Wait,
is.
Are you Mandy?
Maybe.
We've never seen it, Mandy, have we?
Mm-mm.
Hashtag who is Mandy?
She's never been to our podcast weekend, right?
No, so yeah.
No, but she's met up with a bunch of people because she lives in Nashville. So she's met up with Shandy.
Do we know this for a fact?
Yes, we do.
I'm kidding.
I've seen pictures. Anyway.
Were the people that met with her sober at the time? Did they really know it was her?
Other people seen these pictures?
I think they were on the Instagrams.
Was it on Twitter?
It was definitely on Twitter. For sure.
Twice?
Because then it's Colin, definitely
go
true.
Check your Twitter people to let you know what to think.
Okay, fine.
Jay sleeping on the couch.
I don't know.
I would prefer the couch, Char, but I bet it's so uncomfortable.
The couch is not comfortable to sleep on overnight.
Yeah,
remember
true.
When Zach was super sick and Alex and I slept out there? Right, that was horrible. That was like the worst sleep ever.
Yep.
Mandy says, is it safe to say if both edge players are in the end, one will win? So if it's whoever comes back is in the final three and Rick are in the final three, and then there's a random third person. Does that make it easily a bottom half season and put an asterisk on the winner? And then, Colleen, are you still watching Amazing Race? If so, maybe a cameo with Jack and Cindy is needed. Jay and I are both watching The Amazing Race.
But clearly, Colleen, a.k.a. Mandy, doesn't care about my opinion.
I'm having a lot of fun. I really like the sisters.
Yeah,
oh,
she likes
me.
The most annoying
people. I love them. They're so hysterical.
Oh,
and
Rachel, my God.
But in fairness, she's been a lot more enjoyable than her first time. She hasn't been as annoying, so I will give Colleen.
Yeah, because she doesn't have her boyfriend husband
with
her.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Even though he doesn't really do anything, but she just kept yelling at him.
Yeah, exactly.
I can't stand Corinne and Eliza.
I cannot stand them.
They're so Every week I just lose.
I love them.
I love the Afghanimals their first time.
I love the Afghanimals. They're great.
I like Chris and Brent.
I like Tyler and
what's his name?
Corey.
Yes, I really like them too, and I like Team Fun.
Team Fun is excellent. Like I said, they were doing the first time around, but they I don't know if you saw the video of him passing out. He couldn't in Vietnam. He couldn't do a challenge. He kept passing. He finally just got heat stroke and passed out.
Oh no, I didn't see that.
Yeah, he wasn't. Having
I would
fun
say
that
my favorite moment though was it the first episode when. Brett climbs up and gets the flag.
Yes.
And he just, but going back to Team Fun, they were picked it was one thing I've been calling for forever, where they do a, like a schoolyard pit. They just, nobody knows each other. Mm-hmm. Team Fun had just met that time.
So it was like the universe had brought them together.
Yeah, now they're dating.
That's awesome.
Because they're fun. I knew they'd win last week. I knew they'd roll last week because it was dancing and singing.
Yeah.
I couldn't have got that dance.
Oh my god, that dance looked so hard. But it was real. No. It was. I thought that was
there's
cool.
There's no way.
Any like when Brett and what's his name went for that one, I was just like
Chris. I go, what are you doing?
So bad.
Because normally this my rule of thumb is you always do the one you have control over.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas you're not, you know, okay, I could catch a fish or not catch a fish. I gotta catch right. 8 of them. Do that, but I'm like, okay, dance. We're fishing.
The survivor people, that's kind of like a thing that's made for them. Like, go catch a fish.
But, anyway, back to topic.
Yes, back to topic. Okay, so who do you think who do you think is coming back from Edge of Extinction next week? Well, I think Aurora has a shot because she was the last one there.
Yeah, she's the freshest.
And she's beast mode.
She is.
More so than Joey Amazing, I think.
If anyone comes back, I'd be happy if it's Aurora because if they're going to come back this late, I'd rather it be someone who just came out of the game.
Yeah, agreed.
Not someone's been sitting there for 3 weeks.
And Colin, I'm curious on your opinion on this. Is there a edit that we're seeing on Redemption Island that would kind of lead us to think who would be the winner?
So I was trying to think of it during the really amazing, wonderful letter sequence today.
Because you had time to think about something else than what was happening on TV?
No.
I did because I fell asleep.
A, it would be banana crazy balls, like rolling dumpster fire if Reem ended up making it back.
Well, she's the one that's gotten the most.
Of the edit choice, though, she should be the one coming back.
Yeah.
I think they want to bring her back as a returning player for sure. And that's why they are making her such a big character. Plus, she has such a huge personality. Like, how do you not end each episode with her being the one that's like. Say anything.
I guarantee she comes back. Her tribe loses. She's voted out again.
Oh, totally. Totally. They'd vote her out again. Okay. I think whoever comes back from Edge of Extinction, if it's not a direct Devin's ally like David Wright or maybe even Aurora at this point, right?
Can't beat him, join him kind of thing?
Yeah, like...
I
can't see Aurora being on that, but I think there's only a handful of people...
Why would David do that? I think anybody wants to get him out because he's the clear favorite to win.
Because you need safety in numbers. Sure. If either everybody that's left can turn on whoever's coming back, right? Like the Jack move. Or you try to like be a little bit like more... All right, well, just like Devin's had to do when he came back at the merge, where he was like, I have to work my way in so that way people don't want to vote me out. And if you're like, use me, I want to sit the final three because I'm going to get, you know, $100,000 if I finish second or whatever it is for third versus the, like, much less money I'd be if I got sent back to.
I'd be worried that if someone comes back, I'm not taking that person the final three. They've been with the jury way too long.
You're coming back in and you are automatically at a loss because everybody's going to want you to go back. So what do? You offer yourself as a member.
You do anything you can to get final three.
But exactly.
If I'm the people, I said, no way am I letting you in the final three.
Unless you're at the bottom like Julie and Devin's and you're like, you know, crap, we need a third person here. We need
Devin's is up. He's one of them kind of, so.
Right. So that's why I think there's only maybe one or two people that could come back in and not get immediately voted back out. Who do I think it's going to be? I don't know. I feel like we haven't seen Joey Amazing enough for it to be him. We've seen Chris or Eric. I can't tell because they look the same to me.
It's like Scott and Steve. If next week when one person comes back in, do we get one big Ponderosa video?
That would be awesome. But no, they that'd be really fun actually. I don't know. But if there's two Edge players, those two, will one of them win? Well, I think at this point, if it's Devin's in the end, he's probably going to win regardless, right?
Yeah,
I think so.
But anyway, let's keep moving.
Yeah, let's keep moving. Sorry. And our next email is from Victoria.
Victoria.
All right. Victoria says, hi, guys. Let me start by saying that I love listening to you guys after the show. I even started watching The Amazing Race because I enjoy the podcast so much. Now about Survivor. This show tonight was straight garbage. I freaking knew Victoria was going to, I was going
to
love
it. I think Victoria tends to agree with two other people in the show.
Mm-hmm.
I knew that Rick was going to find, she does not, was going, was going to find an idol in some random and obvious place like a tree stump. Arrgh. See? Mm-hmm. This is Ben all over again, and it just sucks. And I don't even follow Victoria.
It's not Ben again.
I don't even follow her on Twitter. That I know of. Producers make it so freaking obvious, and I hated it. I did not find it funny at all to see Rick play around and run through the woods, though it was the most entertaining part of the show. I don't know.
They hate us because they ain't us.
I don't know who thought Extinction Island was a good idea. When people were reading the notes, I kept thinking, who are these people again? I do not have any... split the difference so far, guys. We're split the difference. One vote for Colleen. One vote for Team J&J.
I haven't heard a vote for you.
Yes. She thought Devin's thing was...
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't have any connection to them other than Aubrey, Joe, and David. And even with them, I had a meh face. Clearly, you have not met Queen Reem because I'm connected with her. Side note, when the heck is Division 1, a.k.a. Lauren, when the heck is Lauren going to start showing some athleticism? Jeez, do better. I kind of thought that tonight, too.
It hasn't happened yet.
Man. But she is playing the best game out there. She's doing so well.
Well, she did show some. She was doing pretty good with the – she was doing better than Gavin.
Gavin, who won? Oh,
no,
the second time.
The puzzle.
Yeah. No, yeah.
Well, she was carrying more than two.
Tribal was weak AF and all around boring. Rick, nobody believed you. And Aurora even said it. Rick was getting on my last nerves. It was obvious that he wasn't going to give Julie the idol. He's so much better when he's the underdog, but he doesn't know how to be a villain very well. Aurora's feedback was the best. She is my voice and said exactly what I was thinking. So another point for Team Colleen. At the end of the day, nobody wanted to sit next to Aurora. It was just her time to go. Rick has nothing to do with their decision. It just made sense. Oh, it's almost like she read my mind.
It's almost like you wrote it.
But I did it. But I did it.
Victoria's not going, this is
yeah, you you thought that I was putting on mascara before I came downstairs, but I was actually writing this email. If I'm Victoria, I would have taken out Lauren because she's playing both sides. Now it's Victoria and Gavin alone against Rick, Lauren, and Julie. I have to say I agree that Lauren both siding it, that she's dangerous, and I would not be surprised if she goes home next because
of that.
But
again, yeah, so then why not just do Lauren? Again,
Not just do Lauren? Because they probably had the plan to go Aurora anyway, and they just all, you know, let them think that it's Julie.
Then why not show that on the show? Listen, I get it. If you hate Devin's,
they
hate
did
Devin's.
Show it when they all voted without needing to confer.
Okay. Well, Julie never made sense anyway.
Right.
She can't win.
Right.
Right.
Unless Ron comes back.
So one person. Half of those people that are on Edge of Extinction don't like Julie. Remember.
This is
an angry show tonight.
I'm voting angry.
It's one angry podcaster.
I'm so tired.
She's so angry.
You know what? It's been a
long... Why did it have to be an elephant?
It's been a long...
Please, you're my favorite.
You have to move. He's not doing any of the signs they gave him to actually have them move. I love you, Rupert, but you're a dum-dum.
For the love of God!
Oh, my God. It's been a long 30-something effing days. That's all I guess.
You know what makes it even longer? You dragging this on. So let's move
I'm
on.
I'm not dragging it on. I'm not the one that just wanted a Rupert tangent. That was you.
Ooh. That's gold.
Is it, though?
Tangent!
Why are you still talking about this?
She said, I would have rather play with Aurora, but I can definitely see why you take her out now. She might have won the rest of the challenges. So who's coming back? I want it to be Reem because she's the most entertaining and had the best edit on this stupid island. Oh, my God.
See?
Victoria and I are like...
You have mind melded.
We have like our mind periods have cycled up together.
Thanks for the email, Victoria.
Oh, my God. Reading some feedback from the live chat. JP, we need an Edge of Extinction with just Reem, Debbie, and Philip Shepherd all stuck together.
No, because Reem would literally kill them.
No, because Debbie has killed many people in her life.
Drake the Destroyer says, do fans want more Philip? I'd have more Philip.
I'm good.
Can we just have an all-character season?
I don't need a season anymore.
Of all people that are just characters.
So we want 16 people or 18 people that can't win.
Yeah, exactly. And one of them has to win.
Yeah. As bad as they play, you might as well bring back Rupert because Rupert was a terrible player.
I know, exactly. Great characters, horrible players.
No, we do not ever need more Rupert on Survivor.
But the thing is, he has a chance because there's a bunch of people just like him.
No, he still doesn't have a chance.
That's true. Even in that, he would have no chance. Oh, man. All right. Anything else, Colleen?
No, I think that that's it.
All right. Well, it's now time to tally the votes for our preseason picks. So Aurora went home. I think a lot of us said pre-merge, except for Colleen that said final three. So nobody gets a point.
Wait, if she comes back and is in the final three, do I get a point?
No, because you guys said no.
Okay. Yeah. I forget.
She asks us every week.
She does.
Do I?
For who we said was going home.
It's on Twitter that you ask it every week.
Oh, okay. I'm so tired.
Jack said Gavin. So, Jack, you were right.
So I was right. I had Gavin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Colleen, you said Aurora.
I did?
You did.
Oh, go me.
So remember I said I think you're right, but I'm a play them.
Well, again, you picked Gavin first. Colleen picked second, so.
Yeah, I know, but I said I think you're right.
And I picked Devins, so it proves that I'm not some type of Devins apologist, okay? I'm not trying to say here.
Pick him again next week.
I will. I mean, it only makes sense. Eventually, that broken clock has to be right.
He has an idol, Jay.
No, but what if he saves it for the... Oh, he can't. No, he can't save it for the next week.
Survivor All-Star Failures, Drake said.
Yes, that's it.
Who was the girl that was voted off twice first? Federica?
No, not...
Fettuccine?
No. Franny.
I don't think it was Franny, was it?
It was Francesca or whatever.
Francesca, that's what it is.
Because she...
Bring Francesca back, and she gets voted out of third.
She appears on RHAP stuff sometimes, and I actually really like her, like, on her own outside of Survivor.
We can't bring her back since you like her?
No, that's why you definitely bring her back.
Let's bring back the worst players. Is BB still alive? Let's bring back BB.
Oh, man. Holy crap.
God. Everybody is cooking in their bowl.
Yes. No, he has to be.
He was cleaning his shirt or something in his bowl.
He has to be.
I believe he has passed on. There's only been a couple of players who have passed on, but I believe he is one.
What was the lady that played the ukulele? Is she still around?
Was it Ruth or something like that?
Can we bring her back? Let's bring back all the old players. The really old players bring them
so, we thought the players might be coming back last week or this week, but that did not end up happening. Colleen, you said Queen Reem, and Jack gave you an extra 3 points if that actually happened. I said Aubrey, Jack said David. So that's wiped clean. We'll add it to this week, even though next week is the finale. So that means we have to look at... final six picks. So the order in which they go.
Oh, I'm going to do that. Shoot, I don't even know all their names. Let's see.
Now I will leave it up to you two. If we want to do like increased value for each pick you get right. So for six, you get one, and all the way up to number one, you get 6 points if you get that one right. Do you want to do that, or just do point per one you get right?
I'd say do point per.
Okay. Colleen, okay?
I don't care.
All right.
I'm not going to win, so whatever.
I guess it's in Jack's favor since he's so far ahead. But let's see.
Yeah. So I got to pick six people.
And you only get, so they have to go in the order.
Well, we're at the final. Are we at five left now? Yeah, we've got five left.
But another one's coming in.
Sixth one is who's coming back.
So we have to pick six, five.
So first we have to pick who's coming back. And then we have to pick the order of
them getting out.
That
so
be out. Okay.
First we'll do coming back, Colleen. What do you think?
Wait, you go first. You never go first.
I'm just doing it in the same order as last time, but sure. I think I'm going to say Aurora.
I'll go second.
All right,
Jack, I'm going to pick Aurora.
Colleen.
I'm also going to pick Aurora.
Wow.
Although the outside chances, which I'm not going to pick, would be one of those two dudes that look alike because we see them a lot.
Yep.
Or maybe we see one of them a lot, or maybe we see them both.
No, it's just the younger one.
Chris or the other one?
I don't know. One of the two.
Eric.
One
Chris or Eric?
Not my winner pick.
Who was your winner pick? Eric? Eric's the firefighter.
Yes. Eric. Not Eric. The other
I think
one.
We see Chris a lot.
Chris, we do. Do you want to go with Chris?
No, I kind of want to go with Reem just because, but it'll probably be Aurora.
Aurora?
Aurora.
All right, Colleen, you are up to pick your order. 6, 5, 4, 3, okay. 2, 1.
It's just 5, 4, 3, 2, 1?
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Okay, so I wrote them down.
Okay, so let's see. Who do you have left? We've got Victoria, Gavin.
Victoria!
Lauren. Okay, so I think that Lauren goes out next.
Okay. Okay.
She has an then, idol.
She does. Oh, that's a great point. She does have an idol.
Well, again, the last one can be played at week 5, so.
But if we have final 6, she can still play it, right? Yeah, she could because we have 5 left now. Duh.
We don't know when these people are coming back in the game, though.
I assume it's 6.
Because they'll probably kick off the episode with that.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Quickly, Colleen.
Okay, sorry. So I'm going to say Lauren, even though she has an idol. Then I'm going to say Gavin. Then the Central Park Pier.
Julie.
And then
Final three.
I'll go with, why not, Aurora. Who's left? Victoria. Because those are my final three picks, so I might as well put them in my final three and get some points if this is all goes down.
You won't
down.
Get a point for the Aurora, but go
damn
ahead.
It. And then Dad Bod will probably win.
All right. I am up next. I think whoever comes back in is going to get voted out again immediately.
Unless they win immunity.
They could win
and
immunity.
If it's Aurora, she might win immunity. Aurora.
I want to say, Gavin gets out first. Okay.
So you're saying Gavin at 6.
Gavin at 6. Victoria. And then I'm going to say Devins is out at 4. And then I'm going to say the final is Chris, because he gets back in. I'm just changing that up a little bit.
Oh, you're not going with Aurora being back in.
Yeah, Chris.
So did you changed your option.
Julie, and Lauren wins the game.
Are you making your...
Wow, that's...
Are you hedging your bets? Is that what you're doing?
Basically. I'm swinging for the fences here, guys.
It's a little bit better than picking Aubrey, I suppose.
Wow, go to hell! All right, Jack.
I have Gavin at 6, Victoria at 5, Lauren at 4. I have Julie at 3, Aurora at 2, and Devins wins it all.
All right, so you're saying I'm sorry, Gavin, Victoria, Lauren,
Aurora. I'm sorry, Julie, Aurora 2nd, Devins wins it all. But it could all change if Gavin, because Gavin won immunity too.
Yeah, he'd do like a boring contest, win that one. So in terms
so
of
much
the,
for, so much for Gavin being a guest on this podcast.
I seems like a nice guy. You can hang out with him. Okay, so for the tallies so far, Colleen got one this week. She has made it a game. So she has 10 to Jack's 15. So she is within striking
distance. And I'm always terrible in this too.
And if Victoria gets voted out, you will not have a chance to pick another person. So your game will then be decided on your final picks.
This order.
And also final three situation. So it could get very interesting.
So I need Lauren to get in the final three no matter what. That would help me.
Yeah, I think it comes down. It depends. If Victoria does, I mean, either way,
if Lauren gets in the final three, I can do no worse than tie.
Yes. Well, because Colleen could get 6 points if she sweeps this, and if you get none, right. She wins.
And if Lauren got in the final three.
I don't think I'm going to sweep it, though. Let's be honest.
Or I just have to get one of these right, or Lauren in the final three, or Victoria in the final three. No, Victoria, yeah, I had to win it, right? Threes? Victoria, Lauren, and are my final three.
Okay. Yep. You seen one of those two.
Or just get one of these right, and I could do no worse than tie.
Yep. You guys have lost me because we've been doing math.
If I'll, you know what I'll do, Colleen? I'll put it on Twitter. I'll make it easier.
Oh, fantastic. Can you give it a good hashtag so I can find it easily?
If I get two right next week, I win.
Yep. Zach should have his own pick. We'll add Zach's pick to here as well.
Fun Petty Bun should have his pick. Yeah, did they have a show this week?
No, we were going to... We just never had time.
Okay, all right.
It's my just been a crazy week.
JP says
wanted to do it too because he was so excited after because he watched the live broadcast because responsible parenting, and he was so excited that he wanted to. He offered to do it for JP to watch him, and then I didn't tell you this, JP, but when Zach woke up on Monday morning and he's asking who's still here, is Amanda still here? I said, yeah, she's downstairs. Is Janice still here? No, she's going. She went home. Is Shandy still here? She's going on an airplane today. He's like, is P still here? I was like, no, JP is not still here. And then I said it again too in the car when we're coming home, and he was like, so who left again? And I said, you know, Shandy and Amanda have left, and you know, Jenna and Maggie just left, because he asked about Maggie too. And he was like, and P left? And I was like, JP left.
He's P for now on.
Yeah, it was really cute though, because he really did want to do a live show. But
yes,
show.
P said, Jay, let Zach make your picks. He's on a winning streak this weekend, because he did win Fireball Island.
And then he kept wanting to play.
And Drake said he wanted Zach to have his own pick list next season for the tally game. I think that's fair.
I'm fine with it.
All right. Well, that will do it for this week's episode. Again, thank you to our $15 more a month patrons who are be able to watch this live or go back after the fact and kind of see maybe some more behind the scenes of these episodes.
This was our first try at it, so don't go lower your thing because of it.
Yeah, please. We'll
it's
get
like
better.
JP was like, this was not worth it.
Pete just said, screw it. I'm out of here.
Oh, man. Well, anyway, give us a call at 385-309-0311.
Call anytime.
Give us an email to SurvivorJJC at
gmail.com.
Join our Facebook group. Oh, sorry.
Before we get are we recording at 10 o'clock? Or are we waiting and watching the whole thing and then recording at 11 o'clock? That's for the people that are calling in for the feedback.
We generally watch the whole thing.
We generally
don't we?
Do.
Okay.
I mean, that's generally what we do.
Just write in about the show after it's done and, you know.
I just want to give people a heads up.
Okay.
But we can probably start a little bit, you know, closer to 11 instead of 11:15 or something. Maybe. All right. That is it. Anything else for people out there? Colleen, anything from Twitter you want to add before we close out?
I'm good. I'm good. I've got to go post set all the Ramblecast stuff to post and post the broadcast patrons show right now. I've got a lot of things to do, and I really want to go to sleep in 20 minutes. So I don't know how that's all happening, but it is.
A ray of sunshine and positivity as always. Thank you, Colleen.
I'm so tired. I can't hang right now.
I'm pretty depressed now, so I don't know if I can go.
Yeah,
on.
It's a dark. Dark
oh,
time.
You guys are all pretty depressed when you get to go home, go to bed while I'm doing all the work, all the whatever. I don't know. I'm tired. I can't think anymore. Goodbye. Oh my God, JP changed his name to P.
Nice.
Good night. Oh, and I will check the messages, Drake. All right. Until
next
time.
Good night, everybody.
Our patrons because I interrupted you.
We did at the beginning.
Okay, all right. I remember.
Patreon.com/JayandJack.
We'll see you guys next time. Hasta luego and goodbye.
Peace out.
Bye.
Bye, guys.